Ah, what about death?
Huh?
You mentioned two elements. What about death? With the Alia being connected with a whole sum of experiences,
right,
including our past lives, you mentioned just two, sleep.
Right.
But what about death?
Well, according to the Sarvastivadi traditions that are carried on in Tibet, at death, the system collapses. But the Alia, the continuity of the individuals from the past, so the Alia, so to speak, remains constant, and then reconstructs, so to speak, the whole system again. First of all, in a visionary body, Manumaya Kaya, and then later in a physical body. That's the tradition. Yes, so for the Yogacara, and forget for traditional Buddhism, death is not the end of this process. It's merely a transition within the system, so that you could look at this as something that's going on moment by moment. Mm. But you could also look at it as something that death, as it were, comes here, and then the whole system is reconstructed in a new life, in accordance with the influences coming from the past. Mm. So the influences coming from the past determine what kind of birth you have, what kind of experience you've got, whether you've got human senses, for instance, and so on. Not perhaps a crude particularity of whether you're born into a nice, respectable family or not, but the broad generality of whether you have human senses and so on. In a sense, it's relatively straightforward, in a sense. And perhaps it's enough of a structure for us to move forward. So obviously what one is trying to do in this system is to get to the manas. You're trying to get the manas to stop taking the Alia as its subject and imputing thereby a grasper, Grihaka, and to stop taking the sensations presented by the six senses as referring to a really existent objective reality, independent and permanent. You see what I mean? You're trying to shift the focus of your attention, of the manas's attention, so that it simply experiences the flow of sensations, of thoughts, and so forth. It just experiences a flow. And it doesn't interpret that flow in terms of fixed self, fixed object. That's what you're trying to do. And the way in which you do it is by softening and making more pliable the whole structure of consciousness. The very strong habit, this is all it implies. I remember Bhante saying that it's not that we've got habits, we are habits. And that, in a way, the manas is the habit of taking the Alia as I, and etc. So what we're trying to do is to work on ourselves so that the Alia produced, unfolds, evolves in a much more flexible and fluid way. It's very, very difficult you can find this, can't you? For instance, in that exercise we did earlier, you can probably understand, broadly speaking, what you're trying to do, broadly speaking. But you probably find it very difficult to do it. Because, well, for a start, probably your concentration isn't very, very strong enough. So you can't keep yourself sort of broad enough just to let things flow by. You probably find it very difficult for your mind not to be floating off to things that are bothering you and concerning you. So there's something about the way your consciousness is working, which isn't just a matter of present will decision to alter. You can't say, I'm not going to do that anymore. Mm. But you can do that for a couple of seconds, and then back it comes. You've got to be trying to change the whole structure of things so that it unfolds in a much more flexible, pliable, bright, light way. And that is the work of a lifetime. Tradition, it would be said, several lifetimes. And it involves, first of all, trying to stop yourself involving yourself in activity that accentuates and intensifies your kind of bondage to the cycle. Do you see what I mean? So if you're acting in ways that are gross manifestations of craving, for instance, what you're doing is reinforcing the influence of the nuts, because the craving is based upon the manas's attachment to self, if you see what I mean. And by acting that out in a gross, unskillful way, you're just intensifying the inner structure so that it is going to habitually flow down that channel again and again and again. So you start off by trying to, in a rather simplistic way I'm putting it, but you do, because of course it's a very great deal of effort and work, and it involves quite a bit of complex self-understanding and just self-discovery. But you broadly speaking need, first of all, according to this model, to try to stop acting in ways that reinforce the rigid reappearance